Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with something to think about.
You know who Clark Kent is, right? He's the mild-mannered newspaper reporter for the Daily Planet. But he also has another identity. He's Superman. You know, the real Superman, played by George Reeves. Been a lot of actors come after George Reeves, but George Reeves was the real deal. I love the disguise he wore, a pair of glasses. Once he put on those glasses, no one knew that he was actually Superman. He had an identity as a newspaper reporter on planet Earth, but had supernatural powers because he came from the planet Krypton. Whenever he needed to rescue someone, he ran into a phone booth or alley, took off his glasses. I guess he must have worn that outfit under his clothes. But he came out with his new identity. He is now Superman. Clark Kent and Superman is just a story. But in some ways, it's a picture of a Christian's dual identity. You see, we have an identity here on Earth through our physical birth. But we also have a heavenly identity through our spiritual birth, which gives us supernatural power. That's right. Romans 8:11 says, "The Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you." Just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit now, Paul says, lives inside of every child of God. My friend, that's supernatural power. Here's another fact about your identity as a believer. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. New things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Although people may recognize you by your physical appearance, God sees you as one of His children. Two identities. You have an identity from earth and an identity from heaven. See yourself as God sees you. Believe everything that God says about you. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. As you grow as a child of God, you'll learn more and more about who you really are. And that's the truth that really sets you free. Someday they may say about you, "Look, up in the sky." Think about it.
There's in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon, Jim. It's like summertime out there.
It sure is, Dave. Beautiful out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Warm, fishing weather,
now,
grass cutting.
There's a rumor going around town that you were on the liar's bench yesterday.
I was out there for a while, but I got shot out. It's amazing how many comes in out there.
Well, somebody told me they never heard such lies.
Well, you tell one, and there's always somebody that'll beat that one.
Yeah. They said you're the winner. No, you went out for that big grand opening yesterday.
And they had a lot of people, hot dogs, free hot dogs, given. I know they gave a weed eater a bunch more stuff away.
Yeah. Well, I was like George Jones. I was a no-show.
You were the no. You was out, but I tell them why. Well, you was out Friday night.
Oh, man. I worked, been on the road this weekend with Marvin, and we worked Princeton, West Virginia on Friday with Dr. Ralph Stanley and Ralph Stanley II. Had a wonderful time down there, and I didn't get in until I got in early, Jim. I got in about 5:30 in the morning.
You got in,
and I was in the bed. Yeah. And last night we played in the Mountain Arts Center. Had a wonderful time up there, and just a great time, good fellowship by everybody. So
I'm sure it was.
And I want to make mention: next Saturday we'll be in Clay City, Kentucky.
Clay City.
With J.D. Crow, he's going to be down there with us next Saturday night. So sounds like a large time.
It does.
Well, hey. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
We give our prize away for the best jingle.
Jingle. And if anybody's not called in yet, today you can do it.
We've got Gary O'Brien in the running.
Yes.
We've got Brenda and Debbie from Fort Gay, West Virginia. If you haven't heard, our sponsor, Conley Tire, if you'll call in and make up a jingle and sing it on the air, we're going to give you away a $50 bill today.
Bill.
And I don't have a 50 on me, so we'll get it off Leo. That's like his front pocket money, you know.
Yeah, that's pocket change.
Yeah, you got one right now, don't you? Got four or five of them, don't you?
Sitting on the bench, you're not big enough liar. If you're sitting on the bench, not big enough liar, walk across the street to Conley Tire.
There you go.
That's a jingle right there.
Yeah. Can you add more to it? Can you add a guitar with it?
But you call 789-0318 And then we're going to give that away at the bottom of the hour. We're really blessed today. We've been trying to get these guys in here forever. We got Forrest Grace with us today, and I'm honored enough. Like Leo said, you know, I'm going to let him tell about me, my base services. He's got the line of the year right there.
Sure does.
But we welcome you. Leo, tell us who's in your group, and start off with us, brother.
All right. Well, we're just honored to be here today, and we, we're just happy to be anywhere singing about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what he's done for us. And we hope that something we sing and the words in a song we do today will bless somebody. Down on the end, we've got Rita and Kathy.
Hello.
That's Rita Adams. I guess I better give the last names. Rita Adams and Kathy Boland. That's Bowling now. Is that spelled the same as your name?
We're
Kent. Yeah. Well, my Lord have mercy. That's good. I'm trying to hold my tongue. That's real good. Bless your heart. Bless your heart, Kathy. And Kathy and Rita have been singing together for a long time, and they're just angels, I'm telling you. And next to them is my beloved wife, Tootie, and she's sung with me for a long time, and bless her heart. And Jenny Click is next to her, and for His Grace has been kind enough, and I'm sure they've regretted it many times of asking me to join up with them a while back, and that's the group For His Grace, and we're just happy to be here, and of course, now I guess I need to tell everybody we had some songs we needed some bass. I said we need some bass. And so I looked around for the best bass picker in eastern Kentucky, probably this part of the United States. But I couldn't find him, so I got Dave to help me. That joke never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
Dave is one of the best in the country. And, boy, we're honored to have Dave thump with us today and help us keep in rhythm. So. If with that, if you want us to go ahead, we'll just start one, brother. We got a song a lot of people's heard about King David when he was a boy, and he fought a giant. And this song tells a little bit about that, and it's called In the Valley There's a Rock. David wasn't always a king, just a boy in his teens, but he became a man. With that rock in his hand, he knew he wasn't alone. There was something about that stone when he put it in his sling. Well, God took care of everything. In the valley there's a rock. In the valley there's a rock. So hold your head up high. You don't have to cry. In the valley there's a rock. In the valley there's a rock. You don't have to worry when you're in the valley. Life can be a giant itself. Sometimes you need a little help. A solid rock to lean on in the valley when all hope is gone. In the valley there's a rock. In the valley, Jesus is the rock. In the valley, there's a rock. In the valley, there's a rock. So hold your head up high. You don't have to cry. In the valley, there's a rock. In the valley, there's a rock. You don't have to worry when you're in the valley. In the valley there's a rock. In the valley there's a rock. So hold your head up high. You don't have to cry. In the valley there's a rock. In the valley there's a rock. You don't have to worry when you're in the valley. You don't have to worry when you're in the valley.
you're in the valley, you don't have to worry. When you're in the valley, Jesus is the rock.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Dave, do you want us just to take right off on another one? Or?
I do.
Well, I thought you had to tell jokes in between or something.
We're going to pay some bills. But
well, you know, we have to pay some bills. Now, let's see if we can do No Not One. How's that sound, girls? Jim, is that all right?
That sounds great.
All right, let's try that one a turn then. Slow it down just a little bit, but, you know, this is an old hymn that Jesus knows us. And you know what? He's not going to forsake us or leave us. That's what he said.
Amen. That's true.
No, not one.
Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
No, not one. No, not one.
None else could heal all our soul's diseases.
No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
No friend like him is so high and holy.
No, not one. No, not one.
And yet no friend is so meek and lowly.
No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
There's not an hour that he is not near us.
No, not one. No, not one.
No night so dark but his love can cheer us.
No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one. No.
You know, brother, they really got so many of our lesson this morning when the brother was preaching. It was customary in the day to have crucifixions, crucify people. But you know, of all the crucifying they done, Jesus Christ is the only one that come back to life.
Hey, that's true.
Isn't that wonderful news?
Amen.
It really was. Well, let's talk about our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service.
Yes.
Located in Inez, Kentucky. That's James McCoy. Been in business for 40 years out there and knows his stuff, Jim.
He knows what he's doing, Dave. And we've seen his work.
Well, you've hired him.
I've hired him, and look what he's done over at church.
Yeah. Oh, man. He did a wonderful job over there. The secret to James' success, he's got a great team, and he's got the equipment to do the job right.
He's got the bucket trucks. He's got everything. Oh.
And he'll leave your place as clean or cleaner than when he got there.
That's true.
He cleans up himself. He's fully insured. And he gives senior citizens discounts. So me and you're in, Leo. I just become a senior citizen.
They quit asking and carding me anymore. Well,
that's pretty much what they do to me. I know.
You felt good when they carded kind of you, did you?
But you can call James at 395-0473 or 395-5695, and he gives free estimates.
He does. That's true.
Now, he's been known to give an estimate to your wife and then to you, did he?
Oh, yeah.
He about blew your wife away. We set up a little gag on Jim's wife, and he waves that price up there real high just to mess with her. Yeah.
And she didn't know what to say.
Exactly. But James is a great man. He really is. And he does good work.
Donna runs the show for him.
Oh, Donna's the kingpin. That's for sure. That's for sure. That's our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service. Give them a call, 395-0473, 395-5695. Or if you just need some flower beds worked or anything like that, they do that too. So just anything you need at McCoy's Tree Service. Well, it's about 15 minutes away. You better be calling in on that jingle if you want to win a $50 bill.
That's true.
You call us at 789-0318, and we'll put you live on the electric radio, as
on
I say.
On the electric radio.
Well, let's talk about a good friend, Conley Tire, out there. I've got to go out there this week and get some tires put on my wife's car. And the nice thing is I'll be able to walk in there, Jim.
You sure will.
Say, Chris, here's the kind of tire I want. I always use Michelin. And he'll quote me a price. And that'll be tax and on the road.
Balance everything.
That's amazing how he knows his tires. Let's see, who's the youngest one in this group? I'm not even looking this way. Who's the youngest one in this group? Kathy, I know you know the answer to this. Do you know what a casing is?
A what?
A casing.
No.
Oh, my goodness. You know what a casing is, don't
it's
you?
It's a tire. Oh, I know. Tire.
That's exactly right. There's that bowling coming in there. Yeah, a casing's a tire. No, no. It's been a couple years, I guess. But he sells some good cases out of Conley Tires. He's got anything kind of tire you'd want, Jim, anything imaginable. He's got the Goodyear. He's got the Michelin.
And you got a good price on them.
Huh?
The price is what's unbelievable.
Well, you know, he carries Goodyear, Goodrich, Michelin, Firestone, Mastercraft, about any kind of tire you want. And he's got the big tires, the truck tires, the small tires, just... He's got tires out there for your buggy that you pull your lawnmower with.
That's true.
And if you don't think you can afford tires, you'd be wrong.
Damn.
They've got financing available on the spot out there, special financing, and they can get you approved out there. They also carry the good Interstate batteries out there at Conley Tire. And they also got the latest state-of-the-art front-end alignment out there at Conley Tire.
And they do oil changes. I mean, they
oil changes, anything we need. We may have a jingle caller calling in here. But while we're waiting, you can call them at 297-5336 or 297-2424 and ask to speak to Wallace or Chris or the fine crew. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Wallace don't do much around there. He's the lazy one of the bunch.
He's got his time in. He's making Chris do it all.
Yeah. Well, he never did do much when he was doing his time. You know. It's been nice having Conley Tires as a sponsor.
It really has. That's what I was thinking, Dave. We better come up with a jingle.
Yeah. Now, he's got a liar's bench, too, out there.
I know he does.
All right. So we're about 10 minutes away from picking a winner. Go see our good friends at Conley Tire. They'll treat you so many ways. One of them is bound to be right.
That's true.
That's right. Let's hear a good song from our friends for His Grace, and then we'll get back to giving this money away.
Okay, you guys, I failed to mention a while ago that Rita Adams was leading on that, and Kathy helping her, and Miss Jenny Click leading a verse on that last song. We're going to do one, you know, it starts out John Saw a City, and he wrote about that... that city of gold, and we're going to sing about it, that it's if that don't make you want to know and go, and you listen to this, I know what it says, if that don't make you want to go. I just can't talk good. I'm not a professional radio pronouncer, am I? All these guys are looking at me. But if that don't make you want to go, Tootie's going to lead this, and folks, this will make you want to go.
John saw a golden city, New Jerusalem come down. 12 jasper walls and gates of pearl, such splendor all around. And he tells about a river of life that flows beneath the throne, where we drink and live eternally in a mansion all our own. Oh,
that don't make you want to go, brother. That don't make you want to go,
sister.
That don't make you want to go to heaven. I don't know.
say there is no heartache there, no more curse of sin, no sickness and no cross to bear, death can enter in.
No fighting and no battlefields, no war, no enemies, where the Lamb and Lion lay side by side in a land of perfect peace.
Oh, that don't make you want to go,
brother,
that don't make you want to go,
sister,
that don't make you want to go to heaven. I don't know what does. No worries and no more to fear, our faith will be made sad. It's a glorious land of endless day, where Jesus is the light.
Got a lot of friends and loved ones there, the Savior I will meet. And I lay my crown of jewels down, when I bow at Jesus' feet.
Oh, that don't make you want to go,
brother,
that don't make you want to go,
sister,
that don't make you want to go to heaven. I don't know, that don't make you want to go,
brother,
that don't make you want to go,
sister,
that don't make you want to go to heaven. I don't know, that don't make you want to go,
brother,
that don't make you want to go, sister,
that don't make you want to go
to heaven. I don't know what does.
No, I don't know what does.
Amen. If that don't make you want to go, I hope it does. If you don't know the Lord, I hope that makes you want to go and get to know Him better, because that's the only way. You know, our preacher mentioned this morning, Dave, Jerry mentioned about the resurrection, talking about when Jesus come before He raised Lazarus. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that in a while, and that is one of my favorite passages in the Bible, because Martha come and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. And Jesus told her, said, you know, he'll raise again. And she said, I know he will in the resurrection. Mm-hmm. He said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen to that.
Do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord.
Amen.
I believe you're the Christ. Folks, that's it. That's the gospel right there.
That's true.
Do you believe he's the resurrection and the life? I tell you what, if you do, one of these days, we'll meet by the river. I keep these girls keeping me lying on these songs now, Dave. But let's meet by the river. How about that, Rita? You ready for that?
City John saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, and streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. That beautiful place we'll know as we're known.
Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother.
Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river.
When you need legal services, contact Brett Butcher at Pack and Butcher Law Firm, located at the corner of Main and College Street in Paintsville. If you've been injured in a car wreck, suffered a personal injury, need assistance with deeds, wills, workman's compensation, or SSI, give Brett Butcher a call at 606-789-1286. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Kentucky law does not certify specialties. This is an advertisement.
Friends at Pack and Butcher Law Office.
Yes.
That's Brett Butcher.
Brett.
Man of many words.
Man of many words, and a man that has won the Best Between the Lake how many years?
Yeah, congratulations to that.
That's
last
true.
Year.
That tells you
it's coming up this year, too. It really is. Great lawyer, great guy.
Great guy, he is.
Talks your language, and that makes it no fast talker there.
No.
Everybody needs a good family lawyer, and Pack and Butcher. Brett Butcher will take care of you. He comes right out. Anytime I've ever been in there, he's welcomed me. He's always called me back to his office. He's even come out in the lobby, sit down, and talk with me.
He's a homegrown lawyer right here in
Johnson. He's a great guy. That's our good friends at Pack and Butcher Law Office, located down here on Main Street in Paintsville. I want to tell you about a couple of shows coming up. Really exciting time. On May the 1st, Tootie, we've got a big goings on at the Highland Church of Christ.
That's true.
We're trying to raise some money for Hannah's House. Will you tell us a little bit about Hannah's House, what you know about it? I mean, what it's about. And do you know Leo? Tell us. We're trying to save babies. That's the bottom line.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Hold that mic. Go over that mic right there.
Here, Leo. Am I on?
You're on, brother.
Just kidding. I'm just teasing. Listen, Hannah's House is a new ministry down to church. And we've been involved in the Appalachian pregnancy mm-hmm. care center up in Pikeville for many years.
Yes.
And now Phyllis Daniels has taken up the ministry here, and we're going to have our own place, and it's called Hannah's House. And,
mm-hmm.
and we've got the property, we've got a house, and we're
yeah.
getting remodeled.
Yeah.
And the purpose of that is to give young pregnant ladies and not so young, but whatever, that needs a place
to
stay as
that's
an
right.
alternative.
Yeah.
To abortion.
That's true.
You know, that's really what the bottom line is.
And save lives.
And we want to help those people.
Yeah. Why would anybody destroy a human being that God has made?
Amen.
Well,
I'm just going to say
that. They use a lot of different debates about that, but it's mostly about money.
Well, that's the bottom line. You're destroying one of God's creations.
There's an organization that does 70 or 80% of abortions in the world.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of money, and they've got a lot of political pull,
uh-huh.
and they want to talk about a moral issue because we know that that's a baby because the Bible says that
Amen.
Baby is a baby. When God knit us in the womb, he knows who we are.
That's right.
And it's I'm afraid that our country is going to have to answer for this
one
day to
true.
The Lord because it
that's
has to grieve him.
But we're going to have a big time trying to stop
it. Going to help with
that. Oh, man, we got a big lineup. It's on Friday night, May the 1st. And listen to this lineup. We got Forest Grace. This group right here is going to be singing there. Starts at 7 o'clock at the Highland Church Christ on Euclid Avenue. If you need directions or anything, call us at 789-6433. We got Forest Grace. We got His. We got the Highland Bluegrass Quartet's going to be singing. And we got a group that comprises of Rick May. He's a preacher down in Louisa. You know, I done a show with Rick. You've heard him.
Good
man. I done a show with Rick about 3 months ago, and I played bass with him. And Rick, you know, when you're playing in a band and somebody quits playing, you look because you don't know what's going on. And Rick turned around at me, looking at me like, why aren't you playing? And I had my hands up in the air. That's how much he moved me with his gospel singing. Rick May. A great man from Louisa, Kentucky. We got the Don Rigsby's coming in to be in this band. Wonderful singer, top of the charts, recording artist. We've got Jack Hicks coming in with us. He's going to be there. And John Rigsby, a great fiddle player, works with Ralph Stanley II. And I'm going to be playing bass, and Jack Hicks is going to be playing banjo. It'll be a great, great time. Free admission.
Free, that's it.
We're going to take up a love offering for Hannah's house. You don't have to give if you don't want to. Or if you just give a dollar. Or Leo will be giving 50s, I know.
Yeah.
Give till it hurts, Leo.
Give till it hurts. If somebody wants to make a donation to Hannah's House of Hope, they don't have to wait for that.
No, 789-6433.
6433, and we'll be happy to get involved in that ministry.
Another big show coming up at the Mountain Arts Center. On Friday, May the 2nd, that's the day after, we got the legendary Larry Sparks and Lonesome Rambler with Turning Ground and First Time Around. That's May the 2nd at 7 o'clock. Tickets are only $18. You can call 606-886-2623 or visit the website at www.macarts.com. That will be a large time up there. And we also want to remember the 45th annual Dr. Ralph Stanley Bluegrass Festival. Up on Smith Ridge, that happens Memorial Weekend, 21st, 22nd, 23rd of 2015. Great times up there. Well, we have narrowed this field down.
To three.
No, to two.
Two. Oh, that's right.
We've got two top contestants. So we need Brenda Spartan, if you're listening, and Gary O'Brien to call in at 789-0318. That's our two top contestants, and one of you all are going to win $50. Now, when you call in, you got to sing your jingle on the air.
On the air, that's right.
And we're going to listen to one more song from the For His Grace. Thank you, brother. And you know I'm sleep deprived, don't you? For His Grace, we need Gary O'Brien and Brenda Spartan to call in and sing their jingle at 7890318. And right after the song, we'll put you on, and the winner gets $50 bill. Okay.
Dave, let me say, I got the privilege of coming over and working the telephones for the St. Jude's.
Yeah,
and
amen.
I'm telling you what, that was such a blessing. I enjoyed that so much. Anything that anybody can do, like our Hannah's House of Hope and stuff. Yeah, this was, they raised $42,460. 646. I get this right yet. In 2 days. And that was awesome. I mean, it was a wonderful. I loved working it. And
okay. You got somebody on the air, Seth? Who we got on the air? Who you got on there? Now, do I need headphones to listen to him? Huh? Huh? I'll be able to hear him. Okay, turn the mic off.
Yeah. Brenda.
Let's hear it, Brenda.
Hello?
Let's hear your song.
If you want tires that are sure to please, go to Conley Tires. They'll put you at ease. No need to worry. No need to wait. Go to Conley Tires. Don't you hesitate. Conley Tires, Paintsville, Kentucky.
We're going to hear one more number, Brenda, from Forrest Grace. Is Gary on the phone? All right, Gary, you've got one song to call in, brother, and then it's between Gary and Brenda, and if Gary don't call in during this song,
Brenda's a winner. We'll let you know if Gary calls in, right, and if he calls in and sings a jingle, then we'll decide who's going to win.
True.
Let's hear another number.
Thank you, Dave. How about if you're riding on the rim and your tire's on fire, you better get down to Conley Tire.
Or the closest fire department.
That'd be better. Go to the fire department first. We want to do I Know I'll Live Again, song we've done for many years. I'm going to have to quit goofing off here and get serious. I think I'm going to blame it on you two. All right. For His Grace, going to do I Know I'll Live Again. Though in the grave Jesus lay, bound by death both night and day, as soldiers stood in hopes they would his body stay. But on the third day he arose, out of the tomb the story goes. Alive and well, he walks once again. I'm gonna rise right up when he calls my name, and the dead in Christ are gonna do the same. Been saved and cleansed from all my sins. Hallelujah! I know I'll live again. Now one by one, I've watched them go. My loved ones here below, and many times I've asked, Lord, why it had to be so. But Jesus promised me, someday soon their face I'd see, in a land where the dead shall live again. I'm gonna rise right up when he calls my name, and the dead in Christ are gonna do the same. For I've been saved and cleansed from all my sins.
many calls my name, and the dead in Christ are gonna do the same. For I've been saved and cleansed from all my sins. Hallelujah! I know I live again. Hallelujah! I know I live again. I'm gonna rise right up.
Amen. You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on their tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
You know who doesn't know the value of a dollar? My son, leaving every light on in the house. We do not live in a lighthouse.
Whatever, Dad.
You know who does know the value of a dollar? McDonald's. They have five extra value meals for under $5 each, like the Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder with Cheese, and 10-Piece Chicken McNuggets. Now we all could learn a lesson like that.
I said whatever.
Love your wallet more with McDonald's five extra value meals under $5. Each comes with medium fries and a medium soft drink. Price and participation may vary, limited time only.
Hey, Amy, do you have...
Not now. I'm taking a sipcation.
A sipcation?
Yeah. Not a vacation, not a staycation, but a sipcation. Get a McDonald's flavored tea, take a sip, and that perfect sweetness takes you straight to paradise.
We should take more sipcations.
And nailcations.
And spa-cations.
Put it all on the calendar.
McDonald's flavored sweet teas take you to paradise. Enjoy a wonderfully refreshing peach or strawberry flavored tea for a hint of sweet fruit flavor. And participate in McDonald's.
Friday, that's our good friends at McDonald's. Now, for his grace, we've been on the air for 32 years. And every time we get a guest in the studio, we always ask this question. And we always ask, no talking amongst yourself over there. Who are we asking, Jim?
Rita.
What is the number 7 combo at McDonald's? No, I'm joking. I found her, didn't I?
Oh, you got it.
Now, what's the number 1 combo at McDonald's?
The Big Mac.
That's right. That's Jim's favorite.
Yeah. It is my I love
it. Oh,
can't
beat Big Mac, Filet Fish, Quarter Pounder French Fries, Ice Coke, Dick.
Yeah.
Sundays and apple pie.
A Big Mac and large order of fries. You can't
do. And if you're on the go like we are through the week, the bundle meals.
The bundle. Hey, have you seen what comes in them bundles for like $11?
Yeah. Me and Jim stop over there, and we get two bundles.
That's Jim's bundle.
And that feeds me and you, don't
it? We get a bundle apiece.
I bet that's Gary O'Brien calling in.
If it is.
But we've got 15 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky, and they're all brand new. That's our good friends at McDonald's, who love to see you smile, getting hooked up there. And also our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home, located on the Starfire Hill in Paintsville. They're our second oldest sponsor with Bluegrass in the Highlands. And they've been voted, Jim, best Twin Lakes for years. So they've done all the right things. They keep their building updated. They've got the coldest fountain up there in the world.
Water, you can't beat that.
Oh, boy. And they're all into customer service.
That's true.
The biggest thing they haven't changed is the way they treat people. They treat you like family.
That's true.
Okay. But they'll treat you so many ways good. James has got a genuine smile that can handle any kind of service you need, from military, transporting to another state, or just a traditional. They have a chapel on site that can take care of you. That's our good friends at
Jones and Preston.
Jones and Preston. Well, Gary never called in.
Gary never called.
So, Brenda, congratulations. You are a winner of $50. If you'll call us back and give our producer your full name and address,
we'll put it in the mail.
We'll get you a check in the mail for $50. And if it's from Jim O'Brien, you better be careful. It may bounce. If it comes from Jim,
if it does,
he wants you to hold it 3 days.
Give me 3 days to get to the bank.
If it comes from Jim, ain't no use to hold it. If it comes from Teresa, now.
Well, yeah, that, yeah,
if you get from Jim, he wants you to hold it for 3 days. But anyway, congratulations, Brenda. We may get her in here to cut that jingle and use it on
our radio show.
On our radio show, so congratulations. Let's hear another song.
Well, Mia, tell us about the men you was talking before we come on there about what you done to Milton.
Yeah.
Just a quick,
have you heard
quick
about this? We was up at the Mac last night playing, and I walked up to the microphone, and Melvin's 81 years old now. And I said, Melvin, have you ever had a selfie? And he said, a selfish.
And that mind went to working.
I said, a selfie. He goes, no, I've never. I said, you're about to get one. So there was three young ladies sitting in the front row, and they were all taking pictures of the band and all that. So I said, you're about to get selfied. So I invited those ladies up on stage, two of them come up. And I said, all right, Melvin, spread your legs shoulder width apart. And he did. And the people were just laughing. I said, now take your right arm and stick it straight out. He said, okay. He said, this ain't going to hurt, is it? I said, take your left arm and stick it straight out. He said, okay. Then I put those ladies in beside him, and I said, now put your hand on their shoulders. Nowhere else, but on their shoulders. I said, you're about to get selfies. He closed his eyes. He thought it was going to hurt. And they took a selfie picture, and Melvin's been selfie. Now, if you used to ask Melvin today what a selfie was, he wouldn't know. But anyway, it was a good time.
That was a good, and I'm glad you shared that.
All right, we're going to speed it up just a little bit. With I'm going to be moving, and that's the hope. That's the hope of heaven, ain't it? Well, this old world's no place for living. Not enough care and not enough giving. Sometimes clouds of sin and sorrow hide the way. But this life of stormy weather ain't it gonna be my home forever. I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
One of these days.
One of these days.
I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
Moving away.
Moving away.
I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
One of these days.
One of these days.
When I leave this life behind me, troubles and cares ain't ever gonna find me. Gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
One of these days.
One of these days.
There won't be no time for crying. No more sickness or a dying. Joy awaits me in that mansion far away. Where I'll rest from all of my labors. Lord's gonna be my next door neighbor. I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
One of these days.
One of these days.
I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
Moving away.
Moving away.
I'm gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
One of these days.
One of these days.
When I leave this life behind me, troubles and cares ain't ever gonna find me. Gonna be moving.
Gonna be moving.
One of these days,
one of these days,
I'm gonna be moving,
gonna be moving,
moving away,
moving away.
I'm gonna be moving,
gonna be moving,
one of these days,
one of these days.
When I leave this life behind me,
troubles and cares ain't ever gonna find me.
Gonna be moving,
gonna be moving,
one of these days,
one of these days.
And when I leave this life behind me, troubles and cares ain't ever gonna find me. I'm gonna be moving,
gonna be moving
one of these days.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
But, yeah. All right. That's a good friend of Fannin's. Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric, located down here on Main Street in Paintsville. Bluegrass and Highlands' oldest sponsor. They've been with us since day one. So, fine sponsor, fine folks down here on Main Street in Paintsville. Well, tell me all about Phillips yesterday. What went on out there?
Well, they had a big crowd. When I was out there talking to his son-in-law, I heard two people come in looking for weed eaters.
Really?
And what time they was looking, Phillips was down there showing a guy weed.
Yeah.
So everybody's getting ready right now.
Oh, now
for weed eating. And now they was really busy, had hot dogs, chips. I mean, it was a big time.
How many hot dogs did you eat, Jim?
Ate two.
How many?
Two.
You know what he did, don't you? He said, come on, Teresa.
I tried to get Teresa going.
We're going on a date.
I was going to buy her lunch.
You know what he did last year? He took her down to Phillips for the grand or the customer appreciation federal lunch down there. And then he took her out to beef it up.
Yeah.
And fed her supper for all free. We called that a date.
That's probably better than she's used to.
Hey, Leo.
Did you get a chance to check out that lawnmower in there?
No, I never. I mean, it was busy.
Oh.
I picked me up some onion sets.
Huh?
I got me some onion sets what time I was out there.
Did you?
But it was real busy out there yesterday.
He's doing the snapper.
I know that.
Jim calls it the snipper.
Well, he had to snip that grass.
Hey, he's got a snapper lawnmower in there. And that thing has got cruise control on it.
Yeah.
It's got an air-conditioned seat.
Yeah.
It's all push-button start. You don't even have to, on the lever, you just push the button and the blade goes down, you know. And it's one of the best mowers I've ever seen.
They're trying to make it simple for women.
Yeah. And they've got the push mowers out there too.
Huh? That's for me.
Lawnmower don't fit his hands.
Now let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you one on Leo before we get out of here. Leo used to be my neighbor.
Uh oh.
I'm gonna tell one on your guitar player here, guys. He lived two doors up from me.
Did you run him off?
And I was out mowing my grass one night. It was almost dark and Tootie was up there mowing too.
Well.
And he pulled up beside me and he said, "What are you doing, bud?" And he started talking. We had a nice conversation. I said, "Well, Leo, I got to go. I got to get this grass cut for dark." He goes, "Well, just a minute. She's about done." But anyway, let's get back to Phillips.
There we go.
He's got a live bench down there and he's got a check. Did you get in a game of checkers?
No.
You was afraid, wasn't you?
I was afraid to. Yeah, there's too many of them out there.
But he's got a snapper 48-inch cut lawnmower down there. He's got the snapper push mowers, full line.
Yes.
6 months, no interest from Briggs & Spratton. It's a 25 horsepower, too. And as I told you, it's all digital, cruise, everything. And he's also got the Echo products down there for your blowers, your weed eaters,
chainsaws. He had everything.
Anything you need. Now, if his yard's looking like mine, it's about time to cut grass.
It is.
And if that mower won't start, Phillips Heat and Hardware does small engine repair down there.
They do.
So go see our good friends at Phillips. They've got everything ready. You got some onion sets. They got all your garden
seeds
down there. They've
got all kinds of garden seeds, fertilizer I seen out front, tillers.
And not at all.
I've seen a lot of people stopping in out there, David, buying bait from
they got those power fishing rods out there too.
Yep.
And they just got all their grass seed and fertilizer in, white net, yellow onion seed, and all your garden seeds. Small engine repair, U-Haul rental. They got ice, tank exchange. They make keys. They're a case knife dealer. garden hoses, gloves, and paint.
Everything you need.
Anything you need. One stop, do it all. Go see our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware on the Paintsville Lake Road in Staffordsville.
That's right.
And we want to say congratulations to Brenda Spartan again. Brenda, if the check's from me, go ahead and cash it. But again, if Jim mails it, hold that check
hold
3 days.
Hold it for a week. Give me time to get out of town.
Oh, starting. Okay, thank you. You're always correcting me, buddy. You're always using your education on me.
We need to spell her.
Well, she gets her 50. She don't care.
Yeah, but if it's got the wrong name on it, she can't cash it.
But we want to thank you all for coming in. You'll be at the thing on May the 1st, and we're really looking forward to you. Thanks for that. I got a contract in the mail from y'all. We don't pay Leo. This is a benefit.
Yes, benefit. So,
yeah. You start to get $2,000 out of me for doing that.
$2,000, Leo.
We always get paid well.
Yeah. But it's been a blessing having you all here today, brothers and sisters in Christ. I love you all very much. And we got to get out of here. We got one more song to do. And we want you to remember two things. Thanks for listening. And always smile. The sunshine is good for your teeth.
And always to keep the Lord Jesus number one in your life.
All right. We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
We do bury the workman. The word of God will never be defeated. Stephen was a deacon in Jerusalem. They dragged him out those city gates to try and quiet him. When Stephen preached, those Pharisees started throwing stones. Before he died, he raised his eyes, saw Jesus on the throne. Say you can't bury the workman, but the work will go on. You can't silence the voices, but you can't stop the song. When the Spirit's moved, then His will be done. You can't bury the workman, but the work will go on. James was sent to heaven at the edge of Herod's sword. And Peter, he was crucified like his beloved Lord. The Roman Colosseum, the lions and the fires. The gates of hell did not prevail, they fanned those flames higher. Say you can't bury the workman, but the work will go on. You can silence the voices, but you can't stop the song. When the spirits move, then His will be done. You can't bury the workman, but the work will go on. And then they lowered Jesus, they laid Him in the grave. They thought that it was over, that His name would fade away. But Jesus wasn't listening, no, He rose to life again. 'Cause God is not persuaded by the arrogance of men. Say you can't bury the workman, but the work will go on. You can't silence the voices, but you can't stop the song. When the Spirit's moved, then His will be done. You can't bury the workman, but the work will go on. You can't bury the workman, but the work will go on. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m.
Bluegrass in the Highlands.